Yesterday we saw the Mishnah at the beginning of Ketzah Mevarchim and Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, and we finished with Rabbi Yehuda. Let's go over Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, Borei Minei Deshoim. And basically what that means is that the Bracha of Borei Pri Hadama is a Lashon Kolel. It's too all-inclusive. And Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is that we need for Pri Hadama what's called a Bracha Misuyemis. It's not enough to have a Bracha Klolos. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, what we do is we break up Pri Adama into three categories, and each one requires its own bracha. One category includes what we call Pri Haaretz, which is Kishuim, Avtichim, Dluim, and on those he would recite a Bar Pri Adama. That's called Pri Haaretz. Then he has Tvua and Kitnios, which means grains and legumes, Mevarech Borei Minei Zroim. And then he has Yirakos, is Mevarech Borei Minei Deshoim. However, there's another way of interpreting Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, and we'll see this later on in the Gemara of Wu, towards the middle of this parak, that Rabbi Yehuda only disagrees with Yirakos. And there are two types of Yirakos. There's Yarkon Nechal Uzroim Eina Nechal. So you don't need the Zerah, you only need the Yerek, and that's called Deshoim. And then there's Peres Haaretz, which are Minim Sha'osim Pri Upirium Nechal. And there Rabbi Yehuda's Moda that you can use a Lashon HaKolelis. Let's begin the Gemara. Minani Mili. What is the source for Birchas HaNenim? A person eats something, he has to make a bracha. The Gemara thinks that there's a chiv min HaTorah to make this bracha. And the Gemara says, well, where do we find it in the Torah? That's how the Meiri learns this Gemara's question. The reason why the Gemara thought that Birchas HaNenim must be a Doraisa and has to have a source in the Torah because it was difficult, why did the Tana begin with the question, Ketzah Mevarchim? He should have first established the chiv bracha. But the answer is that just like in the case of the Mishnah at the beginning of Brachos, Meimah Saikar Nishma, the Mishnah doesn't even bother to tell you that there's a Chiyuv. It means that the Mishnah is assuming you know Torah Shebichsav, you know that there's a source for, let's say, Kriyat Shema in the case of Vishalbachov, Kumech, etc. And Meimah Sai, so what are the details? Here also. The assumption of the Mishnah is that you know that based on Torah Shmachsav, there's some source in the Torah for bracha, and then you ask the question, Ketzah Mevarchim, what are the details? But the Ikar Chiyuv is certainly Minat Torah. The Miri also explains that the Gemara's question here is on a bracha before Achila, because as far as a bracha liachar Achila, that's explicit in the Torah. The Mishnah here is addressing the bracha before Achila, and the Gemara later on, Agav Urcha, is going to mention the Bracha Liachar HaAchila. Now, in order to understand the Gemara's answer to the question, Minani Mili, and the source for Birchas HaNenim in HaTorah, let's just give a little bit of background. In Parshas Kedoshim, the Torah says, U'bishanar v'is yeh kol piryo kodesh ilum l'ashem. And what that means is that when we plant a tree, and the tree gives fruit, it's a fruit-bearing tree, then the first 3 years is Arla, all the Paris Arla, it's also Bachila Bahana. The fourth year is Revius, which is Muta Bachila. It has the same exact status of Kedusha as Maiser Sheni. And the Bailam have to bring the Paris up to Yerushalayim like Maiser Sheni and eat it there, Bekedusha, Betara. That's called Revai. That's the fourth year. He can be Poda Net Revai. And then he's allowed to eat it Chutz Yerushalayim, and then he takes the money up to Yerushalayim, he adds a Chomesh, and he buys food and eats the food in Yerushalayim. And the pasuk goes out of its way to say, Kodesh Ilulim Hashem. And what do we see in the words Kodesh Ilulim Hashem? That as far as the fourth year is concerned, which is called Revai, the Peros are Kadoshim, and they have to be brought to Yerushalayim as such, Lifnei Hashem. And there he eats it in Yerushalayim, and Yehallelu, the Lashon of Hilulim means that he recites Hallel, he thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Braisa is very meduyak, it's very careful. It says that the pasuk hiluim in rabim in a plural means that it needs two hiluim. Now we know that there's one hilul which is part of the mitzvah of revai, and that kiyum of halel is going to take place when he gets to Yerushalayim and he eats the peros or chilufehem Yerushalayim. But there's a second hilul on the very same achila. And Malami, this teaches us sheteunim bracha lefneim ulachreihem, that it needs an extra bracha. In other words, there are two mechayvim of bracha. One is a mechayv because of the mitzvah of neter revai, and the other is a mechayv because of birchas hanene, because he's nene from the achila. And Rabbi Yonah explains that from the fact that the Torah uses hilulim b'loshen rabim, the Gemara, the Brisa darshins that he should be mevarich on peros, whether it's beforehand or afterhand. So in other words, the Ikar Drosh is really on the Chiyuv Bracha before the Achila, and when the Gemara derives from this that there's also a Bracha Li'achra Achila, that's Lav Dafka, that we derive from the Parsha of the Achalta V'Savata Uberachta. However, the Drosh was said with regard to Revai on the fourth year, but it was poshut the Gemara that we could derive from Revai a Chiyuv Bracha on any year, because this is not a machayev of Revai, Betoris Kim Revai, that's the other Hilul, but rather it's a machayev Betoris Birchas Hanen. Melamed Shaperos, Shetu'udim Bracha, Bracha Lefneim Ulachre, Mikanom Rabbi Akiva, Osel Yodim Sheyiton Klum, Kodem Sheyivarech. Rabbi Akiva takes this one step further, and he's saying that if this achila is mechayev in a positive way, a kiyum of bracha, it also generates an isur achila without the bracha. So the kiyum bracha generates an isur achila below bracha, and you get the impression that that's a separate isur. It's not just a bittul essay, but it's an isur unto itself to eat something without a bracha. Although we really have to analyze that in the light of what we learned earlier in Perek Shlishi, Misha Mesa Mutul Fun, of whether he's allowed to make a bracha, he's not. But if he certainly he could eat without a bracha, that's for sure. And the question is, with regard to an onen, what would be mata the iser of achila below bracha? In any event, with regard to achila, there are different definitions. For example, there's something called te'ima. Te'ima means where he takes something into his mouth and then he spits it out. He doesn't actually swallow it. And there's going to be a machlokas rishonim in our Chaim Siman Reish Yud whether or not te'ima generates a chiyuv bracha lefaneh. But in any event, if he has a full-fledged achila, everyone agrees that he needs a bracha. And the Tzlach says that from the words of the Chachamim, it seems that the chiyuv bracha for achila is equal to, on par with, the chiyuv bracha l'achreah after the achila. And then there was a havamina that only if he eats a certain shear, he would be chayv a bracha, just like there's a shear of kedei sevia with regard to bracha l'achreah, there should be a shear with regard to bracha l'faneh. And here's what Rabbi Akiva adds, that even te'ima is asura, because osu li adam sheyitom klum, any te'ima whatsoever, kodem ha-bracha. So it could be, my friends, that with regard to the Isur achila kodem bracha, even te'ima is included in the Isur. With regard to the kiyum bracha, perhaps we need a shir of achila, because in that sense, the achila mechayev is just like the bracha l'achreah, so to the bracha l'faneh. And later on, Adaf Mem Dalid, we'll see that according to Rabbi Akiva, kol dover sha'ochel, anything that he eats has a chiyuv bracha li'achreah me'atorah, based on the pasuk Achalta Sevata Rachta. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva, through Kodesh Hilulim, teaches us that on a bracha l'faneh, he needs to be mekayim that same bracha as he would be li'achreah. That's one kiyum, one mechayev of both l'achreah li'achreah. Now, the Gemara is going to ask the following kasha. Hi, this pasuk of Kodesh Hilul, Lahachi de'asa, is it true that we needed to teach us and establish the bracha on achila? Hi, Mibayla, I need it for something else. We're going to darshan Hilulim Miloshon chiluim. In other words, in Hilchas Drush, sometimes the Cheses it would replace the Hay and vice versa. And the Loshon Rabim is going to teach us that we need two chiluim. What does that mean, two chiluim? Chad, one of them is the Omer Achmona, Achle with a Ches, and then Achle with a Chav. In other words, if you want to eat Neter Vai outside of Yerushalayim, then first you have to be Mechal of the Kedusha. By doing a pidyon on Mos, you have to take the Kedusha of the Peros and transfer it over to the Mos, and only then he's allowed to eat it. The Iduch and the extra Chilulim is Dovr Aton Shira, which is a reference to Yayin, because Yayin is something that's brought on the Mizbeach and has that kiyum of Hilul or Shira. Is that's called Kodesh in Kedushas Neter Vai V'Ton Chilul. In other words, if he comes to eat Neter Vai outside of Yerushalayim, then since we're talking about a Dovar Haton Shira, it needs Chilul. And this comes to exclude a Dovar She'eno Ton Shira, which means other peros that don't have that special status of Yayin with the Kiyum of Shira on the Mizbeach, is Ein Mahalin Bahem Bamizbeach. We don't use the other peros to be Mahal on the Mizbeach. Is therefore, their Kedusha is not the same Kedusha as Revive, the Eino Toun Chil. So we're going to learn from this pasuk that the Din of Neter Revai applies in Kerem with regard to grapes that can produce wine, but not in Shar Peros. And this is indeed one Shita called Kerem Revai. We'll see that there's another Shita that expands Revai and Kedushas Revai to other Peros, but right now we're holding, like that Mandiyomar, that only Peros Sheton Shira, which is called Kerem Revai, that the Levium during the Niske Ayayin would sing the Shira when the Nesachim were brought on the Mizbeth, Niske Ayayin. Only Yayin and the product of the Kerem of grapes, that has Kedushas Revai, but not other Peros. Kidder Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Nachmani, Om Rabbi Yonason, which reflects this sheet of Rabbi Yonason, the Om Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Rabbi Yonason, Minayin, Shein Omrim, Shira, Beis HaMikdash, Beshash, Makrivim, Karban, Ela Al HaYayin. So we only recite Shira at the time of Nisuch on the Mizbeach with Yayin, Shenemar, because the Pasuk says in Parshas, no, it actually is the Pasuk in Tanakh, in Sefer Shoftim, it says, Vatomer Lahen HaGefen Hechedalti Es Tiroshi HaMasameach Elokim Vanoshim. And what he means is, Ki Afsik Loses Yayin HaMasameach Elokim Vanoshim, I won't stop. Hechdalti is as a rhetorical question to bring the Tirosh, which is a reference to the Yayin, which is Mesameach Elokim Vanoshim. Im Anoshim Mesameach, we understand that a person drinks wine, he gets hungry, but Elokim Bamem Mesameach, why does Yayin Mesameach Elokim Mikan? From here we learn She'en Omrim Shira Ela Al HaYayin at the time of Nisuch. And therefore, When we get back to the parasha of Kodesh Hilulim Lashem, and we read it as Hilulim, it's telling us, and this is the extra word, the Lashon Rabim, that when do you need Hilulim? That's only with regard to Yayin, and that limits the Kedushas Neter Revai to Kerem, and that's called Kerem Revai. And in that sense, we're in trouble here, because we wanted to use the pasuk of Kodesh Hilulim Lashem as the source for the bracha lefanel, but now we need it for something else, to teach me a fundamental din in Kerem Revai. So now we're stuck. So Gemara says, Hanich, I can answer this question. Laman detano, detani, according to that man, the Omar, who holds in all the Mishnayos with regard to Revai, Neter Revai. In other words, the dinam of Revai apply to all netios, anything that's planted, whether it's Geffen, in the case of a vineyard for wine, or whether it's the case of Shar Peros. They all have Kedushas Neter Revai. So therefore he doesn't accept the drasha that limits Kedushas Revai to that which is Ton Shira, and only that which is Ton Shira requires Chilul. meaning Yayin and only Yayin, Kerem and only Kerem. No, he expands the Parsha and the Kedusha of Neter Avai to include all Peros. So now we have the extra Hilul in the Pasuk Hilulim, and we could use it to derive the Bracha Lefanel on Achila. El Laman the Tani Kerem Revai, but according to those Mishnayos that one Bandi Omer has the Girsa in the Mishnayos, that's only Kerem Revai. In other words, Revai only applies to the vineyard, but there's no din of Revai with regard to Shar Peros, because he derives this from Hilulim, meaning Chilulim, that it's only a Dovah Shaton Shiraton Chilul, is Michael Meimar. He's going to have to find a different source for the Bracha Lefanel, the Yidmar, because we learned that this Machlok Shin Rab Chiyah and Rab Shimon and Berebi, Chad Tani, according to one man, the Yom Kerem Revai, which means that whenever the mitzvah, the Mishnayos speak about mitzvahs Revai, they're always limited to Kerem Revai, Bechad Amar Neter Revai, which means that the din of Revai applies to all Peros. So the drasha that we have in the Braisa, that we can derive the Chiyuv Bracha from the Pasuk Kodesh Hilulim, that reflects the man, the Omer, who says Neter Revai. But the Gemara says, is it possible now, if you hold Kerem Revai, to use the drasha of Hilulim for two things? Maybe we can darshan number one from Hilulim, that the din of Chil Revai only applies to Kerem, and at the same time, can we possibly use this double language, this Lashon Rabim of Hilulim, to derive a Bracha Lefaneha? And the Gemara right now assumes that it's very difficult to say that if you hold Kerem Revai, then you cannot use the drasha for the din of Bracha Lefaneha. And the Gemara now wants to investigate the possibility that even according to the Ma'ad Yomer Kerem Revai, we might be able to derive the restriction, the limitation of Revai to Kerem from another source, which would again free Hilulim to be the source for the Chiyuv Bracha Lefaneh. So the Gemara says, L'man d'toni Kerem Revai, ha'nich, I can still square off, i'olif gzeira shav. In other words, he could derive the din of Kerem Revai, the limitation of Kerem, from a gzeira shav. And whenever you have two psukim, and they both have the same word, we can derive a gzeira shav, but keep in mind that gzeira shav is dependent upon Kabbalah Misina. You have to have a tradition to darshan gzeira shav. You don't do it on your own. The Sanya, we learned in a braisa, Rebbe Omer, Nemar Kan in Isur Revai, in Parshas Kedoshim, it says, Bashanach HaMishis Tochlu Es Piryo, Lahosif Lahem, Lachem Tvuaso, V'nemar Lahalon, and in the case of the Isur of Kalaya Kerem, and that's in Parshas Kitates, it says, Osizra Karma Chokilayim, Pentigda Shamaleo, Hazera Asher Tizra Utvuas, Utvuas HaKerem. And in both cases, the Torah uses the word Tvua, whether it's in the Parsha of Revai or in the Parsha of Kilayim. And we're going to learn Ezer Shav Malahan, just like in Kilayim, it's Kerem, because the Torah explicitly says Tvuas Kerem, HaKerem. Is so too here, Afkan, in the case of Revai, when it says Tvua, what it means is Kerem. But the other Peros don't have a din of Revai. According to this, we don't need the Drasha of Hilulim to teach us the din that Revai only applies to Kerem, and if we could use it isolated, it's now superfluous. Chad Hilul and Lebracha, that the extra Hilul of Hilulim of Lashon Rabim is teaching us the Bracha on Achila. But the Iloyal of Gzeres Shava, if you assume Kerem Revai and you're not deriving it from Gzeres Shava, then you have only one choice. Your fallback position is to derive Kerem Revai and limiting Revai to Kerem from Hilulim, his Bracha Minole. So we don't have a source for the Bracha Lifnei HaChila. Now the Gemara continues to ask Akasha, even according to the Tzad that we do have a Gzeres Shava, Inami Yolef Gzeres Shava. In other words, if I hold Kerem Revai and I derive that din from a Gzeres Shava, the equation between Revai and Kilayim to teach me that it's only Kerem, as it says in Kilayim, I still have a question. Why? Because I only have one extra Hilul for the Chiyuv Bracha. And if I can only use one, because one hilul I need to teach me this very din of Peres Ravai and the Kedushas Ravai, is Ashkechan li Achrov, so we can use that one pasuk hilul, if it had been written. In other words, the extra hilul, so that singular extra hilul would be used for the bracha l'achreha, because it would make sense to darshan that the hilul refers to the bracha li'achra achila, and that's because we found a source in the Torah for a bracha l'achreha in the parasha of Birchas Hamazon. But lefanav minayin, where do you have a source for the bracha lefanav? Now, Rabbeinu Chananel and Meiri both write that the Gemara's kasha, the Gemara's objection, is not limited to the Man D'Yomer who says Ker Ravai. Even if I hold Neder Ravai, I need one Hilul to teach me the din of Hilul Ravai, that you are Mechal the Kedushas Peres Ravai onto the Mos. However, many Mefarshim say that the Loshana Gemara seems to indicate that this kasha is only according to the Man D'Yomer Ker Ravai, and Lechora, the Gemara could have asked this kasha even if I hold Neder Ravai, because I need one Hilul for the din of Hilul Peros Neder Ravai, and the other Hilul I'm going to use for the Bracha L'Achreha. So the Tzion LeNefesh Chai writes that according to the Man D'Yomer who holds Neder Ravai, then in all Minim, in all Peros, we have a din of Ravai, then for sure the Pasuk of Hilulim is going to teach me Bracha L'Fanera, because if it's coming for Bracha L'Achreha, then why do I need the pasuk of Yachalta v'savata uveirachta? We can derive it from hilulim. And therefore we must assume that the word hilulim is telling me bracha lefanel. Whereas if I hold like the Man D'Yomer Kerem Ravai, and the Din Ravai only applies to Kerem, I cannot use this hilul for a chiyuv bracha from Kerem to Tfuah, as the Gemara is going to tell us later on. And therefore we assume that Hilulim and V'yachaltim Savata both teach me Bracha Li'achreha. So now we go back to the Gemara, and the Gemara says the following. Lefanav minan. So we're stuck with the question, what is the source for the Bracha Lefanehu? And the Gemara answers, Holo Kasha, the Asya B'kal V'chomer. We can derive the Chiyuv Bracha Lefanehu from the Chiyuv Bracha L'achreha with the Kal V'chomer. If he's satiated and he's not desperate for eating, he still has to thank Hashem for his sevia. How much more so if he's famished? Then he needs to satiate his hunger pains. Then for sure, lo kolshkein, he certainly has a chiyuv bracha to thank Hashem for the ability that God gave him to, so to speak, what's the word, the lerapos, to help himself, bring himself back to health, so to speak. He's in a state of pain. To alleviate his pain, certainly he has to give a bracha. Now the Gemara gives a second kasha, according to the Tzad, or the Man D'Yomer who says Kerem Ravai, and even if he darshins the Gzeir Shavu, the Gemara is going to ask, if you hold Kerem Ravai and you derive from Gzeir Shavu the din that Ravai only applies to Kerem, and then he's going to derive the Chiyuv Bracha from the extra pasuk Kodesh Hilulim, we're still going to have a difficulty, because this pasuk in the parasha of Ravai is a case of Kerem Ravai, it's Ashkechan Kerem. So we can take from this parasha of Hilulim that when a person eats grapes, the peres hakerem, then he has to make a bracha la'alas Hashem, but shar minim, how do we know that other foods also require a chiyuv bracha? Whereas if, on the other hand, I would hold neter ravai in the posuk and the parasha of ravai is addressing all kinds of fruits, and the word hilulim applies to everything straight across the board, then we have a source for the chiyuv to be mahal, to be mevarech on all fruits. But if I hold Kerem Ravai, and I'm going to use the parasha of Ravai to teach me bracha lefaneh, I should be limited in the same way Makom Shabbat Dayi Levada did to the Kerem, which is the subject of Ravai. So how do we know that there's a chiyuv bracha on other peiros? And my answer is, Yalif, we derive in a binyan av, mikerem. Ma kerem dover shenene v'ton bracha. Av kol dover shenene v'ton bracha. That we can assume logically that kerem is only representative of something that gives me hanoah. And on the hanoah, I need a bracha. We see clearly the Gemara is holding birchas hanenem. The hanoah generates the chi of bracha. The Gemara says, but I have a pircha on such a bamemotzinu, on such a binyan av, ikal and mifrach, mala kerem, shekein chayv bi ololos. In other words, there are special mitzvahs that apply to a kerem. And if you have what's called an eshkolos, a beautiful cluster of grapes, and it doesn't have a katev, it doesn't have a notev, it only has what's called shura yechidis of anovim, then you have to give this to aniyim. So there's a special mitzvah of matnas aniyim that applies exclusively to a kerem. And maybe the Torah is saying that since kerem is very unique and it has its own mitzvahs, therefore it generates a few bracha. But shar minim, which don't have a mitzvah of ololos, and they would not be mechayev a bracha. So again, ololos are what we call clusters of grapes, eshkolos, that are underdeveloped, they're immature. The word olo means immature, it's in its youth. And the Torah commands you that you leave it for the poor. It's one of matnas aniyim, listed in the Mishnayos in Peah. And the olos are described as these ashkolos that possess neither a katev, which is a shoulder, nor a notev, which is the drooping part. It's just a single row of grapes. And once we find that there's a special mitzvah of olos with regard to grapes, we can no longer derive any conclusions comparing other fruits to grapes. So even though everything generates hanoah, and hanoah should generate a chiyuv bracha, but maybe it's a special din in the cheftza of kerem, of grapes, because of the mitzvah of ololos. So the Gemara answers, kama tochiach. I'm going to prove to you that there are peros, there are things that grow from the ground that generate a chiyuv bracha, even though they don't have a special mitzvah of ololos. And that's with the five species of grains. We take one of the five species, any of the five species, and we create bread, and we make a bracha motzi lechem min ha'aretz, even though there's no mitzvah of ololos. But ma'ala kama shekein chayev es b'challah, but kama, the grains have a special mitzvah of challah. Is kerem yochiach? Then we go back to kerem, which has no mitzvah of challah. V'chazer adin, and now we have what we call a tzadah shavah. Lo roi zeh k'roi zeh. It's if you use the pircha that kerem has a mitzvah of ololos, I'll ask you from kama, the grains. And if you'll object that the kama is unique because it has its own mitzvah of challah, then I'll bring you the proof from kerem, which doesn't have the mitzvah of challah. Lo roi zeh k'roi zeh. Each one has some different element, which is the rejection, undermining the pircha of the other element. Lorei zekraiseh, tzad shavah shemen, dover shenene v'ton bracha, afkol dover shenene ton bracha. So what's the lowest common denominator between kerem and everything else is that, and take kama for example, is that they generate hanoah, and therefore they require a bracha. Now, you might ask the question, how does the Gemara know that with regard to kama, this certainly is a chiv bracha? In the case of lechem, so let's just quote the pasuk at the beginning of Devarim in the eighth parak. It says, "Eretz Hashalom b'miskenus tochal bo lechem v'yachalta v'savata birachta." And we're going to derive from this other meaning that there's a chiyuv bracha, even though it's not chayiv in ololos. So the Gemara says that now I can shlug up your tzad hashavah because malat tzad hashavah shebem shekein yesh bo tzad mizbeach. Because from kerem we make yayin for nisuch on the mizbeach, from koma we make solas for akrovas ha-menachos. So there is definitely a special mitzvah with regard to both koma and kerem. The asi nami, so we're going to say that there's a chiyuv bracha only in these things that have a place on the Mizbeach. Perhaps we could also derive from this tzad hashavah zayis, because that also, this late made tzad hamizbeach, because the soles of the menachos have to be bluim b'shemin zayis. We need blila and shemin zayis before the hakrova. That's a special din in menachos, in soles ha-menachos. And therefore, even zayis would generate a chiyuv bracha. But what about shar minim? They don't have a tzad mizbeach.